You're listening to the Contagious Confidence Podcast, and I'm your host, Katie Hawks. Confidence is a journey, and I'm here to remind you that you're not alone. Every Tuesday, I'm bringing you episodes that will inspire, encourage, and challenge you. Are you ready? Hello, my lovely listeners. It has been a minute since I have done a solo episode, and I have a good reason for it, and I'm going to share with you why in this episode. If you're a loyal listener and you listen weekly, you probably have noticed that I've missed a couple weeks of solo episodes, and it's because I am expecting my first child. I found out I was pregnant on February 15th of this year, and at the time I am recording this episode, I am 16 weeks. So I have had a really tough time. I have been very, 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 very sick. You may have noticed that I was really struggling in the past couple episodes that I had done, and a large part of that was because I just did not feel good. I have never been pregnant before. This is my first pregnancy. So it has been really hard for me to keep doing the things that I was doing. And it's very hard for me to deal with that. I am so excited to be a mom. This is something that my husband and I have been wanting, and we are so, so grateful that this is our time. I also want to be sensitive to those who are struggling. And if this is going to be an episode that is going to be too difficult for you to hear, I just want to go ahead and give you the opportunity to skip this episode because I understand where you're coming from, and I think it's important to protect yourself. And if you're not ready to hear something, then that's okay. For those of you that are continuing to listen, I decided to title this episode Embracing New Seasons of Life. I feel like throughout my entire life, I have kind of looked at things in terms of seasons, because you know, like how winter turns into spring and spring turns into summer and fall turns into winter. Pregnancy brain is real, y'all. You know how the seasons change. So I have always really looked at my life in seasons, and it's been relevant to what I was going through at the time. And I would say, like, when I was waiting to meet my husband, that was my season of waiting. And when I graduated college and I was like kind of lost, that was kind of my season of figuring things out, that sort of thing. And so right now is definitely my growing season in more ways than one, because this pregnancy has actually really taught me a lot, because I realized that I push myself past what I should. And in the past, I was fine. I would push myself past where I should. And even if I got sick or I had some sort of reaction, whether it was like anger or any sort of like sadness to pushing myself beyond where I should, I would just like figure it out from there. And I wouldn't really think about the consequences of that pushing past where I should. And I'm realizing that that does not work for pregnant Katie. She is low energy all the time, literally hungry all the time, does not feel good most of the time. And I'm just trying to get through the day at this point. And life does not stop when you need it to. It just continues to go. Work has been incredibly busy. It's been good, but it's taken a lot from me. And then, yeah, like not feeling good. I'm the kind of person that likes to say yes to everything. And so it's been really difficult for me to not be able to go and do things because I just didn't know how I was going to feel. this season has actually really taught me a lot, because like there's been some scary stuff that has happened. Just an example of pushing myself past where I should go. I had to go to the ER because I was dehydrated, because I chose to push myself when I shouldn't have. I took a road trip that we had planned before we knew we were going to get pregnant, and then I drove most of the road trip. I didn't prioritize drinking water, and so when we got home, I was on the phone with my aunt and my cousin, and I was talking about something, and then I was like, wait, did I say the right thing? Does she really live where I think she lives? And then I started like feeling lightheaded, and then I walked into my bedroom where my husband was, and I just said, I don't feel good, and passed out against a dresser, knocked over a bunch of pictures, and fell into my dog's bed because I didn't know what was happening. I hadn't passed out before. It was really scary. And then I talked to the nurse on call at my gynecologist's office, and she said, you need to go to the ER and just make sure everything's okay. And that was incredibly scary. Thankfully, it was not anything more than being dehydrated, but it really taught me. It's like, pregnant Katie cannot do things the way that she used to, and she needs to be okay with that. I have to take care of myself. Every single decision I make now affects the life that is growing inside me. So it's just been a really, really difficult learning. And I hate that I have had to go through a lot of stuff to learn this, but sometimes in the seasons that we're in, we have to go through some things that might be scary or we've never experienced before, just so we can learn what we need to learn out of it. And I know this season is preparing me for motherhood, and I am so excited about that. But yeah, it's not been easy, and I just want to be transparent about that. Am I scared? Yes. Am I excited? Yes. Do I have all the emotions? Yes. But I am looking forward to going on a journey to figure out what confidence means for Katie as a mother. And I'm really excited to share with you what I find out. And I'm really looking forward to you being on that journey with me. Not all my content is going to turn into motherhood content, but it's going to be part of it because that's a new season that I'm embracing in my life. And I want to be able to share that with you. And if you're listening to this podcast and you listen to it on a pretty consistent basis, I'm so grateful, and I want to have a open and transparent relationship with you, whether I know you personally or maybe I knew you in the past and we haven't reconnected in a while. I wanted to share this with you because I want you to know what is going on in my life right now, because you choose to tune into this podcast because you want to. So I want to share this news with you. If you have any questions, please reach out to me on Instagram, or if you have my number, please text me, because I'm figuring things out, and if you have any advice, I would love that too. I just wanted to share that with you because I consider you a part of my circle. So that's all I'm going to say about this new season of my life, because I really feel like, for the most part, a lot of people deal with all kinds of seasons in their life. And I really want to speak to embracing new seasons in general, because I've had a lot of seasons in my life. And I kind of want to share with you what I've learned in those seasons. Change is a part of life. It's inevitable. And the reason I like looking at my life in seasons, or if you're Taylor Swift fan, in eras, it's because we change. It's okay to change. We don't have to stay the same. We're constantly figuring out more about ourselves or different things that we like. And we're going to go through different seasons, eras, periods in our life where we're going to be into different things, and different things are going to bring us joy. And I think that is so important, to embrace those seasons. And I think we all kind of like know when a new like chapter, season, era, whatever you want to call it, we kind of know when something is upon us. We can kind of feel a shift. And sometimes we resist it. And one of the things that I've learned is to embrace new seasons, to figure out why you're entering this new season of life. Is it trying to teach you something? Is it going to be part of your journey? Like, really figure out, like, okay, so I'm entering a new season in my life. How am I going to make the most of this? There's a quote that I heard that I really love, and I can't remember where I heard it. I think it was maybe on a podcast, but someone said, your best self is going to cost you who you are now. And I think as we enter in new seasons of our life, we're not going to be the same person we were at the beginning of that season. We're going to change. And I think it's really important to embrace that change. I remember when I was waiting to meet my future husband, and I was so focused on becoming the Katie that the guy I liked wanted. So I think I've mentioned this before, but I would be into what they were into, and I would like go buy a shirt of a band or like a sports team that they were into, because if they saw I was wearing that shirt, they would be like, oh yeah, she's a fan too. I can talk to her about this. We have a lot in common. That was like my thought process, but it never worked out. And so in my season of waiting, I was like, okay, so becoming who I think people want is not bringing me what I want. So how can I really make this season work for me? Like, I'm going to be in the season of singleness. I'm waiting for my husband. Like, how am I going to turn this into a season that is beneficial for me rather than just being like pitying myself? And so I was walking outside. I love going on walks. I get a lot of inspiration going on walks. And I thought to myself, like, why don't I become the Katie that my future husband deserves? Why don't I use my time of singleness and the season of waiting to become the wife or the partner or the girlfriend, whatever, to my future spouse? That's how I'm going to use that season. So I think it's really important to embrace those new seasons and to really figure out how you're going to make the most of it. Another thing I've learned is to take what you need. You're going to go through a lot in seasons of life, and you're not going to use everything that you learn or are exposed to or anything. Like, take the memories, take the lessons that you learn, and leave the rest behind. I have a coping mechanism where I just kind of forget a lot of things that have happened in my past, because it's my way of like disassociating and like coping with things that have happened to me. And I usually don't like go dig up things from my past unless I feel like there's something that can teach me something. And I honestly don't remember a lot either. But I think it's important to not like dwell so much on the past and to really like figure out, okay, like what was this trying to teach me? Okay, like move forward. Because I think a lot of us can get caught up of what happened to us in the past and allow that to dictate how we are now. And I am so guilty of this. There are certain things that happened to me in my childhood that have made me do or think certain things as an adult. And I really am trying to like break out of those old narratives, and I'm trying not to use them as an excuse. I'm just trying to like be like super honest with where I'm at with things, and like sharing that I struggle with it. Like, I think I've shared before, but I don't like to make plans with people because in my childhood, I would like make plans with people and then they break them and I'd be super disappointed. So one way that I protect myself from that disappointment is I'm not the like initiator of plans. So, and that's just something that I've told myself for so long and something that I continue to tell myself and I'm trying to stop doing, to stop doing that. Sorry. Can't make sense. There's words right now, but I'm trying to get my word across. But yeah, like I really want to take that and learn from it and like use it to help me become my better self in the future, and not dwell too much on it is what I'm trying to say. So don't dwell too much on things that have happened in the past because it's going to dictate you how you are going forward and really like learn how you can break free of those old stories that you tell yourself. So another thing that I've learned is that a lot of us, especially ambitious women, do not want to be present in the process because we see this end destination. We see, like, going back to when I was sharing about my seasons of waiting for my husband, like I could see the wedding, I could see the marriage, I could see the kids, I could see all of that so far off. But I was focusing on that and not focusing on the process that I was going through and becoming that future partner for my future husband. And I think a lot of times we get so caught up in the end goal of something that we don't really like take into account what the process is trying to teach us, because we live in a society where we get instant gratification. We type something into Google that we want to know and it gives it to us in like milliseconds. We want that instant gratification. We want to like put in a little work but then like get all the accolades for it. And I don't know about you, but I used to do that all the time. I was like, I just want to like have all the things, have all the money, have all of like the friends, all of this, but I don't want to necessarily put in the work to get it because I want it right now. But I think it's so important to really think about and be present in that journey that you're going through, because that's what makes the destination worth it. Like, if you didn't have to go through all of this stuff to get to the end destination, like, what, like, it's not going to make that end destination like what you thought it was going to be. It's not going to bring you the happiness that you thought, because you weren't present in the process and really trying to figure out, like, what will happiness be for you? Because I think I mentioned in a previous episode too, and I'm going back to a lot of like previous episodes I've done, but it was like, I always was like, well, when I have this, I'll be happy. And then when I got it, I was like, well, this is not giving me like the feeling that I thought it would. Why? Like, I'm placing my worth and my value and things outside of myself when I should be placing it in myself. And so I think that we need to remind ourselves that like the process is all part of this. It's all part of like the season that you're going into and like where you're going to be at the end of it. That's all part of it. We can't just speed through it. We can't get the Spark Notes version of our life to get to like, oh, where we think we'll be the most happy, because that process, that journey, the in between is what makes us who we are. It makes that end destination so much sweeter. So I just wanted to remind you of that, because I think a lot of times we can like be so in it and feel like we're going through like some sort of crisis, or we're like feeling really unhappy about where we're at that current moment, but we're not trying to figure out what that current moment is trying to teach us and like how it's we can carry that forward. Sorry, I'm a little out of breath there. But yeah, that's what I wanted to share with you today, is that like seasons are going to be a part of our lives. We're going to have eras, we're going to have chapters, whatever you want to call it. But we really need to embrace those. We need to take what we need from them and leave the rest behind. And we also need to enjoy the journey. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. I'm going through this in terms of where I'm at in my life right now, in my season of waiting for my child to get here. And I really want to make sure that I'm present in the journey and really like taking what I need as I'm in this season and becoming a mom, and then what that new season will be like in being a mom. So I just want to encourage you, like, wherever you're at in your life, whether you're already a mom or you are just out of college and you're trying to figure out your career, or if you're like trying to like figure out what your next step is going to be. I just wanted to remind you of those things. And I hope that this was encouraging to you. I hope this was what you needed. If it's not, I am so glad that you listen. I hope you take what you need from it, or if at some point you come back to this. But I just wanted to share my exciting news with you, to share what I've learned in previous seasons and what I will be learning in this new season. Thank you so much for listening. It truly means so much to me that you want to listen to this podcast, that you enjoy the content that I'm putting out. It still blows my mind that people want to listen to me. So thank you so much. And I will do my best. I'm really trying to figure out what works best for me in this season of my life. So there may be times where I'm putting out a solo episode. There might be some times where I don't. I'm still booking interviews. I've got a lot of really great content coming your way. So definitely be like on the lookout for new content. Thanks for sticking with me. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share it. And if you have a few minutes, if you can write a review on Apple Podcasts or rate the podcast on Spotify, that really helps new listeners find this podcast. If it's been an encouragement to you, that would mean a lot to me if you could do that. I appreciate you listening, and I will see you in the next one.